Monday on this program, we ran an interview with Robert Ault of the Buckeye Institute, which describes itself as a free market think tank. In it, Ault claimed that public sector union members are being deprived of the right to choose their leadership and determine the direction their union takes. Mr. Ault framed his message as constructive criticism with a goal of empowering union members. Here's a sample of what he said.
It's something where I think a lot of them don't recognize that there could be the possibility of them having a choice, not a choice between unions and a choice as to whether or not they have a union representing them. And in large measure, I think that goes to, you know, a number that when I first heard it, I found it fairly startling, and that's that 94% of unionized workers in this country have never had the opportunity to vote for the union that's representing them.
And here's what Corey Rosenlee, president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association, had to say in response.
The truth of the matter is this, is that they do have a choice. And what I'm very proud of is that HSTA has elections every single year. We are a democratic union. We have elections for our chapter leaders. We have elections for our board of directors. And every 3 years, we have elections for our state leaders. And the interesting comparison is you look at his institute, the Buckeye Institute. First of all, it is not a democratic organization, and they are primarily funded by the Koch brothers. And so, you know, the big difference between the Hawaii State Teachers Association as a union and the Buckeye Institute is one, we're made up of 13,700 members who have the choice whether, one, they want to be in the union or not. Every member has that choice. And what I'm very proud of is that 97.5% of the teachers in Hawaii have chosen to be part of the union.
What motivates a think tank, a self-described think tank like this, to take a position like this and, you know, kind of, in effect, sound an alarm?
Well, they do have a very clear goal. And their goal is, you know, as sponsored by the Koch brothers want to go from billionaires to multi-billionaires. And the best way to do that is to get rid of anyone that's going to protect workers. What we've seen in our country is that income inequality has grown. And one of the big reasons for that is we've seen a decline in union membership. Across the country, what they've done is these right-to-work rules that have basically gotten or minimized unions. And it's very clear what their goal is. What they want to do is reduce worker wages, reduce worker benefits, and this will just help these large corporations and these, you know, barons to make even more money. And so if they can find any way to minimize unions, that's exactly what they're going to try to do.
All of the language of this particular criticism is couched in terms of benefit for people.
You know, the Buckeye Institute is not trying to both benefit workers, or what the Hawaii State Teachers Association tries to do is benefit our keiki in Hawaii. You know, I'll take them seriously when they're out there fighting to make sure that our classrooms are air-conditioned. I'll take them seriously when they're out there trying to make sure that our special education students have qualified teachers. They're not trying to do that at all. In all the states where they've done these things, what we've actually seen is the opposite. And I'll give you the example of Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, they basically weaken unions completely. And recently, a CNN article pointed out what happened because of this. Wages decreased, member benefits reduced by about 19%. And what happened, of course? Teachers started to leave. And what they've seen is a great reduction in the amount of qualified teachers that they have in Wisconsin. So the idea of weakening the union actually not only just hurts the members of the union, but also hurts the students and the teachers of, you know, in those states.
So why do it?
Well, it's very clear. You know, we've always been having this battle ever since the Industrial Revolution. And there are people that are not content with just having billions of dollars. They're trying to make sure they can have billions and billions of dollars like the Koch brothers. And the biggest opposition to them are the unions. We stand for workers' rights. You know, we try to make sure that, you know, we have qualified teachers in every classroom. So this has been a constant battle going on for, you know, 150 years in this country. And what Robert Ault does and the Buckeye Institute does is they try to find creative ways of attacking the union and making it sound good. But basically, they have the same argument. They just want to get rid of unions.
Since you mentioned the whole history of unions, let's go back maybe not quite 150, but let's go back 100 years and talk about the social changes that unions brought about in America, which were what?
So, first of all, I'm a very proud social studies teacher.
Okay.
You know, and we have to go back and look at our history. You know, look at what unions have done for this country. We used to have children as young as 5 working in sweatshops. You know, we had 7-day work weeks. There was 12-hour work days. There were no benefits for workers. There's no paid overtime. There was nothing such as vacation leave. There was nothing less such as sick leave, you know. And the unions have fought and fought to make sure that we have worker protections in this country. And the thing is this. Research has shown that unions benefit not just the workers, but also in cases when you compare states where they have strong unions compared to right-to-work states, what you find is that educational outcomes are much better in these states with stronger unions. And the same thing happens not just in the United States, but in Europe as well.
Have you seen an anti-union trend, a pendulum swinging away from support of unions in America?
Well, when Robert Alt comes on the show, you know, he comes on and tries to say that, you know, unions aren't democratic. And, you know, the problem is that propaganda, you know, may sound good. And that's why it's so important that I, you know, when I heard that conversation, I said, we've got to respond to this. Mm-hmm. Because the propaganda tries to attack unions in really fake ways and false ways. We are democratic. And not only democratic, we're out there, you know, for the benefit of the keiki of Hawaii. That is what the Hawaii State Teachers Association does. And so this weakening of unions that's happening across this country has just – what we've seen in this country is the income inequality is getting much worse. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And, you know, we need to have strong unions to protect those workers' rights.
Why would his – why would anti-union rhetoric be – It's often been quite effective, right? What is it that resonates?
Well, first they go after certain problems. And the most common problem we often hear something is like this. Well, unions protect bad teachers. And first of all, they never look to see the root causes of why we have, like, say, even a teacher shortage here in Hawaii. The problem is we just can't recruit enough teachers. And a lot of times it's because Hawaii teachers are the lowest paid teachers in the nation when you factor in cost of living. Now, so ask the question, how is that going to change? It's going to take collective bargaining. It's going to take the collective work of a union to try to improve the wages so that we can recruit more teachers, so that we can fill out of our classrooms and to be able to do that. But they're going to just keep on attacking and try to see what sticks. You know, and when I was listening to his argument, his constant refrain was, shouldn't people be able to choose their union? And the reality is they do. Every single year our members can vote. Every single year they can choose. We every year bring 400 teachers from across the state together in what we call a representative assembly. And any member can bring up what we call an MBI, which is basically a bill. And they can get that passed and try to get their colleagues involved in it and try to get past our representative assembly. And the purpose is that allows us to be a member-run organization. And so their whole idea is what they would love to see is a vote whether to get rid of the union every single year. And they know that if there's just one time where members vote to get rid of the union, then they don't have a union anymore and there's no one there to stop the Koch brothers and these corporations from just running wild.
You made a number of references to the Koch brothers and to opponents with a great deal of money. Far more than you have. How do you fight that?
And that's why sometimes they win. You know, we don't have billions of dollars. They've done some nasty things. They'll go to a state, and right before Christmas, they'll send out a flyer to every teacher saying, you know, what could you do with your union dues? You know, how many gifts could you buy instead of paying for them? You know, and they just keep on chipping away and saying fake and false things. And they try to say, just don't pay your union dues. Don't get involved. And the whole idea is that eventually that starts chipping away small period of time, start people believing it. And they have all this money to advertise and to have people like Robert Alt who will go across the country and they'll protest poll test certain themes and see if it works, and they start confusing people or muddying up the waters.
Corey Rosenlee is president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association, the union representing 13,500 public school teachers across the state of Hawaii. You can find that interview with Robert Ault of the Buckeye Institute on any of our previous interviews on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.